While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Ginger McKenzie interviewed her father, Dick Stock, about growing up in interior Alaska. Here they discuss some of the changes they've seen in Fairbanks.
What's kind of interesting to me is looking at how Fairbanks has changed since I was a kid, but I think it's changed even more so since you were a kid, the downtown area especially.
Yeah, when I was born, Fairbanks had about 3,000 people in it. There was one paved street, that was 2nd Avenue. There were wooden sidewalks. I remember riding my bicycle on wooden sidewalks down Cushman Street. I wasn't allowed to have a bike until I was 10, so that was 1950. There were still wooden sidewalks around the town, and the streets were largely dirt and mud. The street in front of your grandparents' house turned into a bog every spring. Cars would get stuck out there, and it was just a mess. But like I said, a lot of people walk. Your grandmother walked to buy her groceries. Another aside, how things have changed. There used to be a store called the NC Company, Northern Commercial Company.
Nordstrom's?
No.
Didn't it turn into Nordstrom's after
Nordstrom's
a while?
Bought the building.
Yep.
That's
Northern
how I Commercial
knew it.
Company. And the shopping was done. My mother would go to the store and be greeted by a clerk, and they would walk around the store together. And my mom would say, I would like 2 cans of peas. The clerk would write it down. I'd like a pound of coffee. The clerk would write it down. Mom would sign for it when she left, but she didn't take it with her. And they'd load it all up in a box and deliver it that afternoon.
So she didn't have to carry it.
Didn't have to carry it. She would pick out her meat and say, I want that cut of meat, and that would be the cut she got. A funny thing about that store and about that process, when my mother first got here, probably the second winter, because she couldn't speak any English at all when she first got here, she and Dad were going out to some Christmas party or something like that, and she didn't have any shoe polish. And she needed shoe polish for her shoes. So she called up the NC Company and said, please send me a can of black shoe polish, which at that time probably cost 5 cents. I don't know what it cost. And there's the delivery guy delivering her can of black shoe polish.
They brought it over. Yeah. Wow.
And so that tremendous, when you think now going into the grocery store, self-checking yourself out.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.